home living. Receive great deals on fridges, washers, ovens and TVs now at Better Home Living.
It's 2:08. Dr. Ross Walker along soon. I'm joined in the studio by a remarkable woman. Faced many challenges, many that we couldn't even imagine. At just 7 years of age, suffered a stroke. Doctors predicted she wouldn't walk or talk again. At 14, 7 years on, diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, but she's beaten the odds. In 2013, ran a marathon, despite the fact that just a year earlier, she'd only been able to run 30 steps. Donna Campisi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for coming in. You've had incredible challenges at a young age. How did you handle it, and how did those around you handle it?
Just life went on, yeah, because especially as a young girl, it's just, you know how you hear all the time that children are resilient?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think life just went on, and my family were very supportive, and the team around me. I of course, had medical team, physiotherapist, occupational therapist, all of that.
So that's your world, and that's what you know?
Yeah, when I was younger, yes.
The doctors said, as I mentioned, they told you you'd never walk or talk again, but you did.
Mm.
Now, when you were hearing you won't walk or talk again, you must have been thinking otherwise.
I actually didn't hear it myself. They told my parents. So maybe that's what was good, that I didn't hear it. And I just went on with my life doing what I was, you know, told to do. You know, times were really tough, as you can imagine. But you always have your reasons why you keep going and, you know, wanting to achieve and be able to do things.
So when you did start to show that you were going to do both of those things, were your parents not just surprised but a little bit nervous about what you might have been hoping you could achieve?
Which is both the marathon?
No, just starting to walk and talk.
Ah, my parents are very strong people. That's where I think I've learnt the power of strength through my parents. So they were very supportive all through my life and till this day. So I'm very lucky in that way. To ask them behind my back, yeah, I'm probably sure that they were pretty, yeah, felt like any parent, your parents too, I take it, Dennis?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, you would feel so many things, helpless, things are out of your control, yeah.
How did you go from 30 steps to running a marathon within a year?
11 months, actually. Let's be exact.
Let's be specific. Let's get the Bruce McAvaney stats in the right thing. 30 steps to 11 months to run a marathon.
Lots of training and lots of mental strength as well. Yeah, just training your mental mindset around, you know, focusing on what you can do rather than what you can't. When someone asks you, can you do this, all the answer is yes or no. But the way I look at things, at challenges, is how can I? And then you come up and think about a lot of things in your mind, and you know, you look at the situation, how can I possibly do that?
So once you're on the how can I achieve this path, you'll sort of find a way.
Yeah, and it's not just me. I always encourage people in similar situations, get a team around you. When I was 7 years old, I had, yes, my parents, my siblings, but also the professionals around me. And I did this with the marathon challenge as well. I got two guys, Sean and Chris from Brewster's Running. They were awesome. And I created also a Facebook page. So I had also, you know, all these followers, and I was actually raising funds for the Royal Children's Hospital.
Let me get that stat out.
Yeah.
$36,700.
Yes. You've done your homework, haven't you?
Thank you. Oh. We do our best. For the Royal Children's Hospital, group challenges, you've had all sorts of things. But the one thing that just stands out, and I'm sure people listening will be feeling the same thing, the power of the mind.
Yeah,
the power of trying to find a way. You're probably the greatest example I've seen.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
And you put it all pen to paper. The Unlikely Marathoner is your book. How long did it take to write?
That's an interesting question.
I needed to exact because you like the exact stat. 30 steps to 11
months.
You
worked me out already. I've been writing this for years, actually, Dennis. It's actually been something that I wrote before the marathon challenge. And then I got myself stuck into it last year in November. I actually went on a writer's retreat and got, you know, head down and got stuck into it. And then from November to May this year is when it actually came out in my hand. So, yeah.
Are there more to come?
Oh, my goodness. I haven't thought of that far. Maybe.
Is it a good emotional experience to put your story on paper?
Yeah, it's actually, yeah, it's like any big scary goal. It's revealing myself, but also I turned it into, first I was going to be, it was going to be an autobiography, but I actually turned it into a how-to book. So it's how to conquer your big goals. A lot of people have asked me, how did you do it, Donna? So I decided to put it in the book along with my personal stories. So I call my personal stories lessons in the book.
RunDonnaRun.com.au if people want to find out more about you. RunDonnaRun.com.au. I don't know whether you've done this. I hope you have. But on that corporate circuit and talking circuit,
yes.
Have you done much of that sort of work? Because you would inspire people.
Thank you. Yes, I have. I have spoken at many different sort of audiences, including schools as well as the corporate special guests and all of that sort of thing. So,
and do you get feedback from some of the people that you have touched?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I love getting talking to the audience afterward. They come up and tell me about their goals that they want to achieve, and I always love hearing about that. Yeah.
The Unlikely Marathoner is on sale at theunlikelymarathoner.com or rundonnarun.com.au. You'll find out about the book there as well, I presume.
And Dimmicks. Dimmicks have it now. Yes.
Perfect. Look, it's great to meet you. You'll have something planned for the future. What's next?
I am planning to train for Kokoda, the Kokoda Trek. Do you want to come along with me, Dennis?
I don't think I'd be up to it.
Really?
How wonderful. When are you going to do that?
I haven't set a date, which all goals should be. Yeah, you should set a date.
Should all goals be written down?
Yes, that too, and set a date. So I want to do it for next year, but I have to speak with other people that are going to be involved, of course. So we haven't set a set date for that. But, yes, starting to train for that.
Donna Campisi, a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, likewise.
The book is called The Unlikely Marathoner, and we'll chat. Why don't we chat once you do get closer to doing Kokoda? We'll chat again.
Yeah, awesome.
That'd be great. It's 2:15. Dr. Ross Walker is next. If you've got any sort of health issues or you want some advice, that's what he's here for. 96900 693.
Tom Elliott.
If you're going to tear something.